With KSJD News, I'm Tom Yoder. The Navajo Nation president said the trade agreement that the Trump administration and China signed Wednesday would open doors for tribes. KJZZ's Laurel Morales reports.
China has agreed to buy hundreds of billions of dollars worth of farm products and other goods from the United States. In return, the U.S. will ease some sanctions. Navajo President Jonathan Nez says the tribe has more than 8,200 acres of crops designated for export to Asian markets. When the Navajo generating station shut down in November, it left the tribe searching for new ways to boost its economy. Nez called the tribe a, quote, sleeping giant when it comes to economic potential because it has the resources, the land, and the workforce. The China deal also addresses intellectual property. Navajo Vice President Myron Leiser says he's optimistic it will deter the sale of counterfeit items marketed as authentic Navajo jewelry. Laurel Morales, KJZZ News, Flagstaff.
That story comes from KJZZ in partnership with the Katina Foundation. The Albuquerque Journal reports that New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham reminded business leaders at a luncheon hosted by the Greater Albuquerque Chamber of Commerce of her plan to legalize recreational marijuana. Last session, the chamber opposed any legalization. Grisham wants taxes from recreational sales to go towards funding future marijuana startups, hoping to win over the support of the chamber. This is KSJD News.